Hey everybody, this is Brian from Surf Guru with your Foamball Friday and Weekend Surf Report, brought to you by the Main Street Pub in downtown Melbourne. Hey, we've got some chunky wind swell today on Friday. Looks like mostly waist high, couple of lucky bigger sets out there, little smaller for North Florida, little bigger for South Florida. All of it's coming in from the east-northeast at about 5 seconds. Now, onshore winds in the mid-teens are keeping things pretty disorganized. Looks like a couple spots, though, the kiteboarders are having a lot of fun. For this weekend, for Saturday, we're going to be waist to chest high at about 7 to 8 seconds, maybe even a couple lucky bigger sets out there in the better spots. Now, winds are going to stay onshore, keeping quality kind of on the lower end. Sunday, we're going to be just a little bit smaller, but that period's going to stretch out to about 8 to 9 seconds. Winds are going to turn a little more southeast and be in the mid-teens, but it looks like Sunday morning north of the Cape, we might get a little break from the winds, so kind of be ready for that. There's going to be plenty of surf on tap, but you're going to have to pick your wave and you might have to work for it a little bit. There should still be plenty of surf in the water for Monday as winds shift a little more to the south. That's going to clean things up in those south protected spots. Looks like we should have decent little swell in the water all the way through about Thursday or so. Winds are forecast to turn offshore, and that's going to clean things up even more for us on Tuesday. Now after that, on Wednesday, winds are going to turn back onshore, so get on it on Tuesday while you can to get those clean conditions. So I'll be back on Monday to let you guys know if any of that changes. And until then, keep an eye on the cams. That's the best way to know what's on your favorite spot. And hey, everybody, thanks again for checking out Surf Guru.